5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go, go, go.
Welcome to Jibber Jabber.
Fighting off all the shit.
Raw and unfiltered, covering the hottest headlines.
I'm in my zone.
Music.
You know I'm undefeated.
Video games.
Mission accomplished.
Social media.
Do it for the gram.
And sports.
For free.
It's Jibber Jabber with Jason and Jason.
Yo, what is up? This is another episode of Jibber Jabber, the driving home edition, bro. Driving home. And the topic of this episode is feeling bad. We should all feel a little bad, right? You might be asking, what do you mean, Jay? Well, let me elaborate. Being able to go to concerts, being able to go to comedy shows, being able to go to a fucking movie, being able to just go to a birthday party, right? You should feel bad. We took advantage of our time, man. We took advantage of our freedom. I feel bad. And the fact of the matter is, no one really does feel bad because people keep acting like they're so fucking aware of what's going on. Hey, last time I checked, fucking wearing a mask ain't taking away my freedom. The only people that think it's taking away their freedom is people that think they're pretty and they need to show off that fucking face. But if you're a guy like me, hiding that double chin is what you gotta do, dude. Feels great. Hiding the chin. My chinny chin chin. But at the end of the day, what the fuck? We can't do anything. It's not that big of a joke anymore, right? It's not that big of a, oh my God, you're taking something from me. Shut up. You know, shut up. Including myself, shut up. No, but for real, guys, it's crazy. It's crazy these times, but you gotta love it. You gotta love it. If you can't hang with yourself, what the fuck? You know what I mean? I learned a lot in these last couple of weeks. I took a fucking siesta. I just wanted to take a step back and say, fuck, dude, like, I examined some of these podcasts I listened to, and like, they're struggling as well. They have nothing to talk about. But little history lesson, if you don't know, we're going to talk about the double tap, where that came from. And I'm going to be the first one to tell you, the double tap was invented by gay dudes. Now, this might just be folklore to me. Who knows? Who fucking knows? But if you go back in the annals, history, no one ever talks about the double tap. Black guys invented the double tap, badass. Gay dudes invented the double tap. So if you're asking yourself, Jay, what the fuck are you talking about? Like most podcasts that I do, what are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about the double tap. When you go into a restroom stall, you want that dick? You want a quick blow job? Double tap your foot, man. Underneath that stall. And if you get a double tap back, that means it loved it. Instagram, you fucking stealing piece of the shit. That's what you guys do, is just steal, right? Gay dudes. Gay dudes should be outraged. This shit needs to come to an end, goddammit! Oh, that was a bad accent. I've been really working on this drunk guy accent. Check this out. I don't even know, like, how many drinks I had. Nice little fake hiccup there. You see that? Anyhow, guys, this is an episode where I'm driving home, which leads me to see a lot of crazy shit. The other day I saw two black kids riding those little mini, what looked like speed bikes or rice rockets. I'm sure that's gone. But rice rockets. And they were riding along the freeway. That shit was tight. Not gonna lie to you. That shit was kind of cool. But it's like, they were riding with no helmets or nothing. And since Black Lives are so fucking, like, the Black Lives Matter movement, they're two black kids. It's all good. But since it's so strong right now, you think a cop's gonna really pull over some kids riding a couple mini bikes? You know what I mean? Good for them, though. Good for fucking them. I mean, when I was a kid, like, I didn't have that type of transportation where you could just get on a mini bike and ride it around. All I had to do was get on this mini dick. Guys, what's your beef these days? What's your beef? You guys got problems? I know a lot of you guys do. Alright, so I'm not trying to diminish or take away from anyone, but like, come on. Guys, as a nation, we're failing. We're supposed to be unified, but we're more like the unified school district. We're all fucking mixed up. You know what I mean? We're all fucking mixed up, dude. The homeless are running the fucking show nowadays. Which is fucking hilarious. It's like, I might as well be homeless. I'd rather be homeless if I get a fucking share of the pie. What the fuck am I working for? Who am I working for? Who cares anymore? Right? Who cares? You know? God forbid I ask a couple people to promote the fucking podcast. God for fucking bid I fucking ask you guys to help me out. You know? But you know what? I'll support your tie-dye fucking excursions and your fucking sweet sweats and all that shit. But what do I get? Guy talks too much shit. Well, you know a guy that talked a little bit of shit? His name was God. He said, I'm never gonna let you motherfuckers live a real life because you guys better fucking worship me. What a cocksucker, dude. Uh-oh. Better tread lightly. Don't want to offend everyone's God. But these days, guys, let me be honest with you. God, where you at, boy? Fucking hiding. What do you mean? I sent my son to get killed. Well, if you could control everything, control what the fuck we're dealing with. Lower the prices. Let's get this shit going. Let's get it popping. Well, what the fuck are we dealing with? You know, I'm a typical kid. Although I'm 32. I'm a typical guy, kid. I like my shit to be nostalgic, right? I want everything to be nostalgic. Because that reminds me of the time when, like, it was, like, good. Right? Now we're watching everything just fall apart. And the thing about becoming a grown-up is, like, oh, wait a minute. This shit's been falling apart since the beginning. I mean, think about it this way. We base, like, our constitution off some dudes that could have looked in the fucking mirror. I mean, this is pretty... Without saying retarded, but this is pretty fucking dumb of me. Did they have mirrors? I mean, these guys wrote they wrote the Constitution with a fucking quail feather, dude. And we got a fucking... Okay, listen, guys. We're a bunch of bald-headed fucking guys are telling us how to live. And they're bald-headed because they're fucking too much. Syphilis. That's why those boys were bald-headed. And those wigs. Those powdered wigs. Which is fucking hilarious, dude. Because most of the people I know that wear wigs are people of Portland because they're bought in it. Yeah. Upside downville is what Portland is. Because everyone has this big ass beard and they're bald headed. So no one understands and no one fucking even knows what you want, Portland, because we're confused. Are we talking to your chin or are we talking to the fucking head? It's wild. What about birthdays? Listen. I wish two of my good friends happy birthday. And they said nothing. They left me unseen. Well, I want to be a punk band. I want to be the unseen. Respond, man. It's your beef. Oh, Jay Money talks a little shit. What else is new? Oh, Jay Money has a little dick. What else is new? Guys, what's our solution to this problem? Got one, but I don't. You know what I got? I got a fucking headache. Everyone's a political advisor. You know? Half of these bitches, I wish they'd fucking advise their clothes off their body so I could see what you're working with, babe. Are those titties really nice or are they just sort of nice? Guys, understand this. These podcasts are made for jokes. Right? If you come and take me serious, then you obviously got issues. I've noticed the last couple weeks I've been very negative, is why I haven't done the podcast. I did one, got rid of it, and that's something when I started this, I thought I would never do. But I dropped a couple names, and that's not cool. But, you know, I had some energy in me. This guy's not going, so I'm going. What are you doing, you fuck? Look the fuck up. Oh, you're a beautiful black woman, though, so. Oof. What up with it, shoddy? No, but, you know, guys, at the end of the day, I figure I'll say what the fuck I want to say because none of these experts even know what the fuck they're talking about. And until they do, it's free game, baby. Free game. No topics to talk about. I'm about to pull up to my place. I just wanted to make sure you guys are keeping it nice and real. I love y'all. You know, if this thing can get big from word of mouth, then that's just the way it is. And things are never gonna change. Guys, I love you, all right? This is a short little drive home edition. So if any of y'all have any feedback, I would love to hear it. Make sure if you do check out the Instagram, it's jibberjabberpodcast_. Gnarly Sheen is my Instagram with 3 N's, and there's a lot of N's in there, so figure it out yourself. And guys, if you do listen to this on Apple, just give us a 5-star and subscribe. Love ya. You know, it's wild these days. I tend to believe that it's not gonna get better, right? Pessimistic, but pessimistic ends with realistic, right? Or just like realistic. And I think I'm being realistic. My girlfriend got a negative test yesterday, so that means your boy is negative. But is he negative of HIV? That's another negative. Anyways, guys, love ya. Talk to you later. This is Jibber Jabber. Go follow us and shut up.